coming up.
I don't know what to do, man. I just need my son. I just want my baby home. I don't care.
Yeah, she wanted to be a lawyer.
It's physiologically almost impossible to actually produce tears if you don't have the emotional connection.
We just need to have strength. That is so difficult. Difficult moment.
On the news, they kept saying, and the hearses are lined up at the school. Wouldn't this be like the cover of Time magazine?
I don't know why they use the term hearse, because they don't transport. They use vans.
And our teacher got shot in her leg and her torso, but she's all right.
When they did the drill,
We're safe because we practiced.
Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest.
Because there was a ton of blood here.
Guys, behind
me! When people are getting shot in the head, like, there's nothing you can do about that. You're not going to call ambulance. Does that make sense?
I could bake cakes and cookies.
Hello, everyone. The following presentation contains news footage and images from the Uvalde shooting. Interviews with parents, family members, law enforcement. I'd like for you to keep an open mind and decide for yourself whether the reactions from those involved seem real or do they seem contrived and scripted. Let's begin. Enjoy the show. We're going to start with the family members. Does any of this ring true? You be the judge.
19 children and two teachers were murdered at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde on Tuesday.
She was hysterical, saying that they shot her best friend, that they killed her best friend and she's not breathing, and that she was trying to call the cops. And I asked the little girl the name, and she's and she told me, and she said, Amory.
Layla was gone.
We left Chicago and moved here, you know, just to be in a safer place for her, and then for this to happen.
It can't happen no more. There's been too many.
This has got to end.
This has got to stop. There's no reason the Congress can't pass a law.
They didn't let us know till midnight that she was there, that she was one of the victims.
Her family are heartbroken that she'll never get to have her dream quinceañera.
From my understanding, she had a dress picked out and everything. So I'm going to have to buy that dress, the one that she wanted, and we're gonna hang it up in her quinceañera whenever the time comes. Hang it both up there. So she's never going to be forgotten. She's a big part of our family.
This is the worst of the worst.
She was just open. She was social. She was a social butterfly.
I don't understand how, you know, police officers, you know, they're sworn to protect.
How do you look at them? And how do you shoot her?
I apologize. I just don't hear sirens while you're talking about it.
How do you shoot a little girl, you know? How do you shoot with your beautiful smile?
He told me he saw him with big old guns. Mommy had big old guns, and I ran, and I told my teacher, and we locked ourselves in the room. I know he woke up a few times when the thunder went off because he was like, oh, is it happening again? And I'm like, no, baby, you're fine. You're safe. You're here with me and their daddy, and we're here for you for whatever you need.
Enough what ifs on my end, so I'm not interested in reading about somebody else's mistakes because I already have to live with my own. So
this is enough. No one else needs to go through this.
Cuidaba mi abrazo. Siempre que llegaba. Hi, Grandma. I love you.
McKenna Lee Elrod's father, Brandon, looked for her for hours before he got the tragic news.
Pretty sad. Really sad. What this world's coming to.
Call Ryan and see if she's okay.
Okay, I almost missed this. She scratches her eye. Maybe it's a scratch. Maybe it's a prompt. But she scratches her eye, and the woman takes a cue. Wipe those tears. They're not there, but wipe them.
Giving charismatic. She was loving. She was brave, courageous, intelligent. She was everything I had to learn to be.
Showing the unboxing from the team, which contained a purple dress covered with lilac flowers and cascading ruffles.
He gave Ellie a butterfly and wanted all of her sisters to have one too. Fly till you find your way towards tomorrow.
Yeah, so the Disney team also gave them a swatch of the fabric and flowers that were used to make Ellie's dress.
This was my only princess. She was my everything. We went together everywhere. She was like stuck on me like glue. She had her own bedroom. She always laid with me. We did everything together. Everything. We had so much plans for her.
Took her to the park. She liked to feed the ducks.
Yeah, we used to go feeding the ducks a lot.
She was so excited about her last few days of school.
My artist. She had a lot of talent.
With the baby, he had a thing with babies, like my friend's babies. He's just very good with babies. He was always nice.
What would you want people to know about your daughter?
She was the best person that I know. Full of life, gone too soon, always smiling. Full of life, gone too soon, always smiling.
Why do they all list qualities in this manic manner, like they're trying to hit the bullet points?
Still don't want to believe that it's true. I wake up every morning and the first thing I do is cry because I know that it's real. I know that it's not a dream. This should never even exist. These types of laws that make it so easy for people to obtain these types of weapons.
I don't want any more mothers, fathers to say goodbye to their kids because it hurts. My uncle's distraught.
He doesn't know at this point, I assume.
We've informed him that his sister is now with the God, and that she will no longer be with us. And of course, he just cried. I mean, he's 3 years old, and it's just emotional for him to even process.
She just got her phone. She had been wanting a phone for so long, and we finally got it for her.
She just tried to call the police.
Her visitation is today.
Yeah.
Her funeral is tomorrow, I understand. Did you go visit already?
Yeah, yesterday and today.
Can you tell me what it was like going? Early?
When I saw her, it's...
Is it open casket?
Yeah. Okay. She looks beautiful. She looks amazing. She has this pretty white dress. We couldn't touch her, though. We couldn't touch her hands.
Oh. My baby, how do you shoot my baby? Oh. Every morning he wakes up, he asks for his sister.
And Garza says it's just too painful for the family to stay where they are in an area so full of memories.
She always makes me laugh because, I mean, I love music and I listen to music all the time, but every time we pulled up to that school and they're about to open her door, she makes sure to turn it down all the way because she gets embarrassed.
That's good. Keep it light.
And nobody's telling me anything. Nobody's telling me anything. And one of the parents was saying that there's kids possibly held at the funeral home. So just confused and worried. I'm trying to find out where my baby's at.
I'm going to wait all I can, you know. I'm concerned.
Just confused and worried. I'm trying to find out where my baby's at. Find out where my baby's at. Find out where my baby's at.
If he's concerned, why is he smiling?
I'm just trying to be strong for my family, for my daughter, that I know she's out there. Hopefully she's out there and she's scared. I know she's scared.
And at least a few are anxiously trying to find their kids.
How long have you been looking for her today?
Since it happened.
What are you worried about right now?
She may not be alive.
Have you heard anything?
Nothing.
Evadulia Horta's son, Rogelio Torres, also one of the victims.
Losing that little piece of my heart that I lost my son.
Where are the tears? Where is the emotion?
I think about him, what happened that day, what was going on in that classroom that he was in. He was crying out for me or something. I'm just like, what was his last, what he saw last?
People say, okay, everybody grieves differently. And that is true. Everybody grieves differently. But why is it with mass shootings, everybody grieves exactly the same, which is no real emotion and no tears? What are the odds of not one single physical tear rolling down the cheek of any parent or family member in any interview that I have seen? What are the odds of that happening?
Brandy Wilson said she wanted to give her mother a break Saturday afternoon. She offered to take her little sister, Allie Wilson, out to the park along the levee in Algiers with her 15-year-old boyfriend and 5-year-old brother.
Mama, we can't go to the park no more because my sister's still in the pool. I just need my children. I just need them. I just need my children.
Oh, Dad, they're not breathing in that water. I just hope that they could get their bodies up all in one part so we could do the proper things to give them a proper service. That's just all. That's the only hope we have.
For now, all they can do is wait.
Y'all, when you hear real grief, it's obvious. It's palpable. I mean, just listen to her. And when you hear a crisis actor, that sounds fake as shit.
The tears of this father pour down. Allie and Brandy were Alan Berry's daughters.
We never let them go. We never. The first time my girl said yes to tell them to go to the park.
This family desperately needs the public's help. If anyone knows about this hit and run and who did this to this family.
Do you know how many people are going to come in Monkey Ladder?
No, yo no sé, solamente.
Okay, no, nothing. They can hit them and then the driver take off.
I'm so sorry for what you're going through.
Don't cry. Yeah, don't cry. Don't cry. Don't cry.
We just need to have strength in these so difficult, difficult moments.
Still, for more than half a century, Dale Edge wondered.
I didn't know if he lived.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, buddy.
It's been a couple weeks, right?
It was an answer to prayer. If you want to know the truth.
Look for my daughter. I mean, after the shooting, they don't know where she's at. I mean, the list, her name is not here. You know, and we don't know a list of who's gotten flown out.
So they said they told us just to come over here. This is the best bet to try finding the daughter.
We need somebody to reply to us, you know, tell us where my daughter's at.
Do you know what grade she's in?
We don't know the grade, but we know the age. She's 10 years old.
They don't know their daughter's grade?
I don't know how many times I prayed for that man.
It means a lot in here.
Do they all go?
Listen to this news anchor talking about a real event. He's emotionally connected to the story. And in Uvalde, that's not at all what we're seeing. It's almost like these news anchors are not in a real moment. They're waiting for the shoe to drop.
This was beyond heartbreaking today. To stand here and witness a dad return to the scene where his wife was hit, where he was hit.
Absolutely right. I can't imagine either. I'm not a parent, but if I was, I can only imagine what that feels like, right? I have a lump in my throat right now. It's hard to imagine what happened here yesterday, but I have a lump in my throat right now. I have a lump in my throat right now.
I'm so sorry for what you're going through.
And she loved being a big sister. You have a three-year-old son named Zane.
We have a three-year-old son named Zane.
I'm a fourth grader also.
I don't know what to do, man. She didn't deserve that.
No.
She didn't.
No, she didn't.
We never, the first time my girl said yes to tell them to go to the park.
I don't know what to do, man.
I just need my children. I just need them. I just need my children.
I just want my baby home. I don't care. I don't care about anything else. I don't care about This always happens in a small town. Nobody expects anything bad to happen, and then it happens, and everybody wants to make changes to prevent it from happening, and then it dies down a little bit, and then it happens again, and then we're just, it's a cycle.
So let's talk about authenticity and a tactic that the elite have to use.
Okay.
Okay, I just want to make sure we have the full...
Maitalina Rodriguez, yeah.
Okay. And she was 10 years old. Right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell me about her.
Well, all the words in the world can't describe Maite.
Okay, so tell me about her. Okay, so tell me about her.
They must use this tactic, which is... as much as possible, just reminisce, just smile, just remember your child. You know, forget that you're going through heart-wrenching grief at that moment. You know, your child died 2 days ago. That's okay, man. Just smile.
She was loving. She was brave, courageous, intelligent.
They like to goof around. She like to be goofy. Like to bake cakes and cookies.
Sometimes kids kind of talk back to you and you're like, well, great, she was right.
Probably would have made a good lawyer, right?
Yeah, she wanted to be a lawyer.
And why do they do that? Why do they make that choice? See, I have an acting background, so I understand about emotional choices. You know, I was told never fake an emotion. So if you can smile, put that into the line. Go with that. So that's why they smile. That's why they go into this weird reminiscing, is because A, they're giving them an emotional break during the interview. B, it's such an easier emotion to fake.
And I started thinking about the 19 parents that weren't going to get to send their kids off to school anymore.
It's physiologically almost impossible to actually produce tears if you don't have the emotional connection. And vice versa, if the real gut-wrenching emotion is there, like it would be with these parents and family members, it's nearly impossible to hold back the tears if it's not real. And that's why we're not seeing a single tear roll down their cheeks.
And they had a little snow cone vendor, you know, so they did an online snow cone thing.
So this is an interesting section. Let's talk protocols. Were any protocols violated during the shooting? Anything weird? So I talked to a law enforcement friend of mine to see if any protocols were violated.
I'm a 18-year law enforcement veteran. I teach civilian response to active attacks. I'm also a certified crime prevention specialist, security, target hardening. That's my expertise. So in a scenario where you have like an active shooter, and if you have fatalities in a kind of shootout or execution hostile, there's going to be no ambulance. It's going to be just coroner, ME, and a lot of police presence. When people are getting shot in the head, like, there's nothing you can do about that. You're not going to call ambulance. Does that make sense?
Okay.
There's no point. You'll have the forensics people. You'll have a lot of that.
Okay, that cleared up some of my notion of that the scene would be total chaos with ambulances going in and out, taking people out, air flighting. He continues.
I hadn't talked to some of the people on the ground. The problem was is you had a shootout in the parking lot, which ends up in a barricaded subject. So the way we handle a barricaded subject is totally different than we handle a mass shooter. There was a lot of dynamics. Problem is, it's called a fatal funnel. The first four or five people go down before they ever get to the shooter.
Right.
The scenario just freaking sucked. How do you get officers in without having four or five dead officers? He was putting so many rounds at them. It still should have taken 45 minutes.
In your opinion, was this a real shooting?
Yes, just from talking to people on scene.
How many people did you talk to that were there?
Mostly DPS.
Where grief counseling will be available for them, for students, and for anybody else who may need it. Hearses arrived at the school late yesterday to pick up the bodies here from the scene.
All hearses are seen arriving at the school.
And tonight there are still hearses lined up outside the school. A local funeral home has now offered services for all of the victims at no cost.
My jaw literally hit the ground. I don't know, instinctively I knew this was total BS, that hearses should not be at the scene. On the news, they kept saying, and the hearses are lined up at the school. Wouldn't this be like the cover of Time magazine?
I don't know why they use the term hearse, because they don't transport. The MU's office doesn't, they use vans.
Right. So is hearses really odd?
I mean, the term hearses, yeah, for sure. Those hearses, that would never be at a scene. But we call them the body snatchers. The body snatchers are always in an unmarked, undescript vehicle.
Right. If this is an inside job and staged, they want something that people can identify with, which would be a hearse. They put this imagery in your head of hearses are lined up at the school, even though there are no hearses lined up at the school. I've seen no photos of it. Do the search for yourself. There are no images. Who pronounces someone dead at the scene? Do you have to take them to the hospital to pronounce them dead?
No, we can know. They can be pronounced on scene.
Have I been wrong about the hearse thing? Have they always been there?
Breaking news has just been handed to me. President Kennedy has been shot and is presumed dead, while hearses are lined up along a grassy hill.
This just in, Babyface Nelson has been riddled with bullets in a shootout with police. In an ironic twist of fate, Babyface managed to hide behind a hearse that was later used to recover his own body. Night-night, baby.
A shocking development out of Los Angeles tonight. Ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman have been found slain in an obvious double homicide. Early reports indicate that several hearses have arrived at the scene.
The unsinkable Titanic has run into the unthinkable. Striking an iceberg, the massive ship began to sink. Horse-drawn hearses aided in the recovery effort, staying afloat in the icy waters.
The night he got shot, man, everybody in the business know that Vegas, man, Vegas got the best hearses, man. And when I saw them gold 22s rolling up to pick up his body from the scene, you want a hearse with 22s. Oh, yeah.
This video surfaced on Facebook. It's the grandfather of the shooter giving a tour of the home where his wife, the grandmother of the shooter, was shot in the face.
Now, did you have bullet holes in the house when you came home?
No.
No, okay, praise God.
No, aquí, right here. Uh-huh. I think, the way I see it, I don't know. But there's blood all over.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know if he shot her from here to there.
Because it is.
Remember from there? Because there was a pool of blood here.
Really? And you had to clean it up?
My sister and this friend of mine, her cousin, cleaned it up.
Yeah, maybe we could paint the wall chartreuse and put up some wainscoting. Here's my wife's blood that was splattered there 2 days ago. Guys, this is a f***ing active crime scene.
He shot her from here to there?
Remember
from there?
Which way did he shoot my wife? Was it this way or that way? I'm a regular f***ing Columbo, aren't I?
So this is all from...
Some of her skin or whatever.
Oh my gosh, look at Roland. It's all the way up here.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah, none of this behavior is making any sense to me. I'll let you guys, be the judge on that for yourself. But I think when you piece it all together, this really stinks to high heaven. Now, I did get one thing wrong, one notion. And my friend cleared that up. Isn't this a crime scene? For days after the shooting, and wouldn't let him or anybody else in there?
It depends on how long it takes to process the crime scene.
How long does that typically take?
Some of the shootings that I've worked, maybe 3 hours start to finish.
Okay, so it could be turned back over to him. Now, his behavior is weird, but that's my own interpretation. He did say one weird thing, so you tell me what you think of this.
Because there was a pool of blood here.
Really? And you had to clean it up?
My sister and this friend of mine, her cousin, cleaned it up.
We process it and leave. We don't clean it.
What about a pool of blood?
It depends on if the blood is relevant to the investigation. They can document splatter and the direction,
yeah,
the type of forensics, but that's all done on pictures and forensics, like measurements.
Bottles are left as well in this scenario where it's the grandmother. They know who she is. They know where the blood came from. It's her. Is that right? They would leave the puddle of blood?
Sometimes Hollywood makes it seem like we do a lot more.
Are you willing to watch my film and then
I'll watch it.
Make up your mind if it was an inside job or not? Because I'd like to get your opinion before and after. That'd be really cool. Even if you still have the same opinion. It'd be cool. So what is the bubble? The bubble is crucial to understand how the operation is pulled off. And essentially your school is the bubble. And within that is the classroom. Most people are outside of it. You have the lone hero in the narrative.
I just know I got there as fast as I could.
What did you see in here when you arrived?
Just chaos. Chaos. Everyone was trying to get to the school. People were trying to get everything situated. I was just trying to get towards my wife's room and my daughter's room.
A determined mother who the police seemed to allow to enter the school.
Give me your vest. Somebody give me a vest. Something. I started paying attention to how far the shots were being, so that I knew the shooter was all the way still by my first son's class. So when I went to my second son's door, the teacher didn't want to open the door for me. So that's when they started escorting me out. And as I see that they're opening my son's door, I go run for my son and I get him.
With both of her kids out safe, Gomez still can't shake the thought of those who didn't make it.
They could have saved many more lives. They could have gone into that classroom and maybe two or three would have been gone, but they could have saved the whole class. They could have done something, gone through the window, sniped them through the window. I mean, something, but nothing was being done. If anything, they were being more aggressive on us parents.
The other thing that you get out of this story is just how sort of disorganized everything mm-hmm. was in terms of the police response there, that she was able to run in even after being told not to.
You couldn't even get close to there. There was just so many law enforcement and everything else.
But there's a problem with her little story. Her story of the lone mother going in to rescue her kids while gunshots are going off completely falls apart in this footage. Here she is seen dropping off her kids and then has time to go find another kid to run and act hysterical with. Are you noticing anything in particular about this footage? There is a mass exodus currently happening. Children are calmly being escorted out of the school single file, with other parents no less. Why did a military plane land in Uvalde 3 minutes before the shooter crashed his vehicle and then took off an hour and 23 minutes later, 2 minutes before the shooter was killed? Were they dropping off personnel to maybe protect the bubble? You have a few key players that control access to the bubble, and fantastical improbabilities like the bullet-grazed hat. Who gets to thrive within the bubble? The parents and the family members. They are the emotional glue that holds the narrative together, while the truth movement simply spins its wheels arguing over gun control instead of calling it out for the hoax it is. There is a video that came out. You've probably all seen it by now, of the parents going absolutely ballistic, trying to get the police not to stand down. This video to me is 100% real. This perfectly illustrates what I've been talking about. And as my friend explained, the barricaded scenario allowed for the justification for the stand down. Maybe not in the eyes of the parents, but think about it, the barricaded situation allows for the stand down. And the stand down is crucial to maintain the integrity of the narrative. So how do you protect the false narrative? You divert the narrative. You make it all about the police stand down. You get everyone irate about that. And no one's thinking about the crisis actors. And nobody's thinking that it's staged.
But we do know from DPS it was approximately 1 hour from the time police encountered the shooter to the time he was killed.
That long. I think that's terrible. That's terrible. They should have done something.
They saw the gunman enter a joint classroom through two open doors, but instead of pursuing,
they don't make entry initially because of the gunfire they're receiving.
Y'all need to go in. Y'all need to go do your jobs.
We need equipment. We need specialty equipment.
For the benefit of hindsight, where I'm sitting now, then of course it was not the right decision. It was a wrong decision, period. There's no excuse for that.
We need equipment. We need specialty equipment.
He shot my teacher and then he shot the kids.
We're quiet under the table. I was crying just a little bit. And when I heard the shooting through the door,
I told my friend to hide under something so he won't find us.
He just like shot like 4 bullets into our class, but like her nose broke, and then our teacher got shot in her leg and her torso, but she's all right.
That's weird.
I was just scared because I thought he would like come in like our room and like shoot everybody.
We just hear all kinds of gunshots going off, like nonstop, like constantly gunshots.
She locked the door and then she just like dropped on the floor, but everyone were like telling her to wake up, even though she was okay. Even though she was okay. Even though she was okay.
It's not sounding right.
He tells us about the chilling moments of his daughter's narrow escape.
That they were in the cafeteria, and when they did the drill, the little kid...
What?
When they did the drill...
Come again?
When they did the drill, when they did the drill, the little kids and the teachers turned off the lights, and they all hid. And they hid behind the curtains of the auditorium. And by her account, she told my wife that you heard somebody come in and say, come out, little children, come out, little children. It's okay. Is that what you heard?
So the newscaster clearly states that he's recounting what happened during the shooting. So why does he say drill? I can't think of any good reason for him to say drill here, other than possibly he mentioned drills that they've done in the past earlier. Is he inferring that because they had done the drills and because they had practiced and hid? But why connect the two here? It doesn't make any sense. What if this was filmed a while ago and never aired until now? And he was simply being interviewed to describe one of the many drills that they've done at this school.
Yes, I learned that we were having a real drill because we've practiced a lot, and I think we were safe because we practiced.
There you go. They're safe because they practice. They were doing drills. We know that drills have ramped up since Sandy Hook. These kids have been bathed in drills, so they are conditioned and prepared for the stage shooting. So ask yourself, are you seeing any kind of genuine terror in their eyes as they recount these experiences? I don't. What I see is kids that are talking about the drills that they did.
The 10-year-old recounting what her teachers did.
She ran over to us, sat down, and started covering my friend. She started saying no because he said, you'll die, and she shot my friend with the phones, and he shot my teacher, Ms. Garcia, and Ms. Videlis.
Do you remember this?
Louis, you wanted me to ask you what you remembered from that day.
Yes. Like, I remember when we were having a drill.
All right, so picture this scenario. The kids are in the school, shots go off, and teachers go into active shooter mode. Just like we practiced, there's a shooter in the school, but this time it's real. But just like we practiced, everybody hide under your desk. The shooter is firing blanks in an empty, designated classroom. Each classroom hears the shots going off in another part of the school. And lo and behold, that's the official story. Shooter's trapped in a room until the lone hero leads the way to take him out. Grazed hat and all. People will say, it would take too many individuals to pull this off. I say, no it doesn't. You have the bubble, and you control access. Or better yet, you demolish the classroom.
Demolition now seems the expectation.
Every parent of little children that were here that are still alive, they don't want to go back into that school. So it certainly needs to be a community decision, but that needs to happen.
For the kids and the teachers, they shouldn't have to go back to that school.
He wants the school torn down, echoing similar calls for demolition by elected officials. Over the weekend, Congressman Tony Gonzalez wrote he is working with many private and public partners to ensure no child will ever have to return.
Parents of the victims have very specific rights. What I am desperate to know is, do other parents who had children involved in the shooting, but who survived, have these same rights? This is crucial. We need parents to demand to see the crime scene. You've got a handful of crisis actors getting their payday, and you have the bought-off mainstream media pushing the narrative. Would the scene have been chaos with ambulances?
when people are getting shot in the head, like, there's nothing you can do about that. You're not going to call ambulance. Does that make sense?
The more I think about it, I'm not buying this reasoning anymore. What about this?
Her nose broke, and then our teacher got shot in her leg and her torso, but she's all right. She locked the door, and then she just, like, dropped on the floor. But everyone was, like, telling her to wake up, even though she was okay.
We know there were ambulances there, but what about this lack of activity, this inaction? The moment the shooter is neutralized, it would have been a madhouse of ambulances flooding in, medical workers, first responders, police. But there's no footage of this. Who pronounced all of these children dead on the scene? Who pronounces someone dead at the scene? Do you have to take them to the hospital to pronounce them dead?
No, we can know. They can be pronounced on scene.
But it doesn't make sense that 21 people would be pronounced dead on the scene so hastily. Where is the presence of the medical examiner? Did they not want another Sandy Hook situation?
My sensibilities may not be the average man. No, I don't.
How young?
Sorry, I don't.
How young was he?
As long as you never call him Harold.
As awkward as he was, he did mention one thing.
We have three vehicles and a lot of guys to drive them. Actually, one of the highlights of my administration is that we make them as nondescript and unmarked as possible.
Her nose broke, and then our teacher got shot in her leg and her torso, but she's all right.
What child uses the word torso? Maybe one that had been coached? Or participated in drills, or over 30 lockdowns over the last couple of years? What grieving parent or family member in their right mind would do a media blitz, interview after interview, right after your child was savagely shot to death just a couple of days before? We don't know exactly who was involved, all the little ins and outs, but that's exactly the point. Let's open Pandora's box and force the issue. The whole point of the operation is to continue to terrorize those who are asleep and to hopefully demoralize those who are awake. The false flag really isn't some kind of new revelation. The elite actually have a history of this.
So my name's Robbie Parker.
And please, could we do something with the assault weapons?
My family is one of the families that lost a child yesterday.
There's light away from the darkness.
I'm just trying to figure out if he's okay.
I lost my 20-year-old, but I had 20 years with my son.
How can you buy an assault weapon on your 18th birthday when you cannot buy a beer?
Alethea. She was one of the 19 children that were killed the day before.
The hearse is lined up. That's a big anomaly for me. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. The ridiculous reactions by the parents and family members. There are no tears. Many cannot see this for what it is, so they won't participate in the solution. How about we each individually use our own eyes and our own intellect to determine what is really going on here? I just want the truth. But who owns the truth? Do I? Do you? Do they? Are you willing to watch my film and then
I'll watch it.
Make up your mind if it was an inside job or not?